Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. I think one of the highest compliments you can pay to a band is to tell them that they don't really sound like anyone else. And the band Pinback has that quality. You know a Pinback song when you hear it, due in large part to the way guitarist Rob Crow and bassist Zach Smith weave together their voices and instruments. After 5 years on hiatus, Pinback has returned with a new album called Information Retrieved. We'll talk with them in a moment, but first, they're here to play a song from the new album, live on Soundcheck. Here's Pinback with True North.
Racing, it's the only source of illumination.
That is Pinback, the band live on Soundcheck with a song called True North, which appears on their new album Information Retrieved. Live performance of that song here by Rob Crow singing and playing guitar. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
Zach Smith singing, playing the bass.
Hey, how are you doing?
And strumming the bass. I mean, you know, playing chords on the instrument, which you don't see a whole lot of.
Yeah.
And Chris Prescott, ensconced behind our drum kit. They are Pinback. And guys, you know, we do this kind of album preview thing on our website called Check Ahead at soundcheck.org. And we did one with this record. And it is one of the most popular things that we have done on our website since we relaunched it in September. What is it like to, Rob, to pick up after 5 years and to come back and find the audience kind of eager to hear more?
Oh, it's pretty cool. I mean, we didn't really, I mean, that whole time we've been working and doing life stuff, having kids and things of this nature, and we still tour a lot in between records. But, you know, I don't know. It's still too new to it coming out to us really understand or to know what's going on. Because we kind of live in a bubble.
So, I mean, I have my own sort of, you know, just from listening through the record, my own kind of idea of who this is.
Great. But, that's what I want. I would like things to be more like old-time radio instead of, you know, in your face, this is what this is to things. People tend to make up more interesting things in their own mind.
Right.
They don't want to have everything visualized for them.
But they do want to see their bass guitar at the side of the stage where they expect it. So Zach, is this the...
This actually is not the bass.
You have a couple of them, right?
I have two of them, and the other one is back home. Couldn't bring it, but that was the one that Chris here, our drummer, saved for me.
So
running through the alleys. Running through the alleys, yeah.
So tell me, Zach, what happened? I mean, you guys were in the middle of a gig, and you're playing this instrument, and you look into the wings, and... And Chris, why don't you come over here?
I don't remember what song we were playing, but right after we finished, Chris kind of stood up behind his drums, like, hey, Zach, was that your bass over to the side? And like, what do you mean? You know, like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean was?
Was. It was kind of a very weird venue, if you could even call it that. And so I had to set my bass a little further to the side than normal because the way the stage was built. And it was kind of behind this curtain that they had put up. And so it wasn't in the normal spot to begin with. But the minute he said that, it was like, what? And I turned to my right, and it was gone. And I was like, blah, blah, who the hell, you know, whatever, just... ran off with my bass, you know, saying that out to the crowd, and immediately all three of us just dropped our instruments and exited to the right, ran off the stage, and there was this back stage door that had been opened, and it seems like the guy had come through the back, and nobody in the crowd had seen him because
there was a curtain.
The curtain was there, and he just sort of, I guess he slowly just picked it up, because that's what you saw, Chris, right? You just saw him just kind of like hunch over my stand and just sort of lift it like ever so carefully. And
yeah, there was a bunch of bands that day too, and usually it'd just be us and one other band. And so there was, I think, five bands on the show, and I actually didn't go to the show early, so I didn't really know who was who. So I just thought it was someone from one of the other bands.
Right, just moving something out of the way or something.
Yeah, and it seemed a little strange. But it was just such a like, oh, I'm just going to pick up this thing and just kind of slowly turn around. And
right.
So you all leave the stage.
Well,
but
yeah, we take off out the side door.
Dart out.
Chris goes in one direction. I go in another. And I go, like, there's all these wooden gates outside. Through these gates and just mowed them down. And then... And I'm running down the street looking for anybody with a bass. And I'm like asking people, you see some guy with a ponytail run by here with a bass? Like, no weird guy running down the street. And like, seriously, 30 seconds ago, I was playing a song in a packed venue.
Yeah.
And now I'm running down the street. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. But Chris had much better luck.
Well, it was lucky because I was the guy that saw him. And so when we hit the alley, Rob went one way and I went the other way. And if we had chosen different directions, we wouldn't have got it back, because it just happened to be that I saw the guy that I was like, I think that's him. And then there was someone had been messing with a trash can a few seconds before it. I didn't think it was him at that moment. And it turned out that because I saw the guy, I went and investigated the trash can, and that's where the base was. And then he was kind of changing his, he was taking his ponytail out as he walked down the street, kind of trying to change his whole appearance. Look.
Yeah. Wait a minute, he was taking his ponytail out?
Undoing it. Let the long hair flow.
Yeah, because we had yelled, hey, you know, the guy's got a ponytail, which is kind of an unusual thing, you know, in a way. Yeah. So,
wow.
Something to go on, anyway.
So you caught the guy.
Well, that's the thing.
That's the crazier part.
Quickly tell that part.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to, I'll do it as quick as I can, okay. But basically, I kept stopping the guy, and when I went up to him at first, and I said, hey, I think you're the guy that stole this base, and I'm holding the base and kind of following him, and he's like, I don't know, and then I kept trying to detain him and try to get him to show me his ID, and
worked real well.
So, but I had to stop him like four different times, and I'm calling out to people from the street, hey, get this guy, he's a thief, and then I'd get people to help me surround him. And then after he'd be there for a few seconds, he realized that no one was going to tackle him or anything.
Right,
and he
right.
just would kind of walk away and then just start running again. So I chased him for probably about 20, 25 minutes around the neighborhood holding this base.
And where is this?
San Diego, North Park, San Diego.
Okay.
But here comes the best part.
Well, it turned out that he actually ran into...
the Lion's Den.
He ran into...
basically.
a club where our friend's band was playing, this band Ghetto Blaster. And so they saw me running on with Zach's bass, which is very recognizable. It's a real kind of unusual thing. And so they're like, what are you doing? And it's like, this guy tried to steal Zach's bass, and he ran into the club. So the whole band of people and other friends around just all went in and got the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he just ran into the wrong place for sure.
Ghetto Blaster and Retox dudes just descended on him.
Yeah.
So now while Chris is doing his superhero thing... What are you guys doing? What's happening back at the ranch where a concert is?
I was playing songs and telling stories and doing Q&A for about an hour.
Really?
And then we played for another hour after we got the bass back.
All right. Well, it all worked out. You got the bass back. Chris was a hero.
A hero.
And now let's hear the full band, Pinback. The song is called Sherman. There is a pretty neat video for it, which you can find on the website. The album's called Information Retrieved. Here's another live performance. The band is Pinback on Soundcheck. Thank you.
I close my eyes, I dream of all the places that I'd rather be. That's all I have now. That's all I have now.
That is Pinback live on Soundcheck with their song Sherman. The band, once again, Rob Crow, vocals and guitar, Zach Smith, vocals and bass, Chris Prescott playing the drums, and Proceed to Memory is the track that opens the new record, Information Retrieved, by Pinback. And here they are once again to play it live on Soundcheck.
Trying to forget you know. Thank you.
That's called Proceed to Memory from the band Pinback, playing live on Soundcheck. It is the lead-off track of their new record, Information Retrieved, and the band's been playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Guys, thanks so much for being
here. Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you for having us.
This is Soundcheck.